Holy Spirit, right now we ask that you would anoint each one of our eyes and anoint our ears that we might see and hear. I would like you to look for a picture in your mind of you and Jesus walking along the Sea of Galilee on a very beautiful, warm summer day. As you walk along the seashore, you can see the hillside of Galilee that's flowing with green grass, which is blowing gently in the breeze. As you look out across the Sea of Galilee, you can see the shimmering surface of the water, and the sun is dancing and reflecting off of it. Way out in the middle of the Sea of Galilee, you can see a fisherman in his boat, spending some time alone with his Creator. As you look up, you can see a very beautiful, soft blue sky. Some soft white clouds are drifting lazily by. You can feel a gentle, warm breeze blowing against your back as you walk along with Jesus. You can feel the sun warming you all the way through. As you look over at Jesus, you can see his long, flowing white robes and the sandals on his feet. You can feel his love reaching out to you, engulfing you like a cocoon. He is so glad to be with you. The reason he died on Calvary was to restore a love relationship with you. So I'd like you to put a big smile on your face and just say, "Thank you, Lord, for being here." You may find that you put your hand in his hand as you walk along, and if that happens, that's fine. You may even turn into a young child, and if that happens, that's fine too. Let's just tune to flow for a moment. Holy Spirit, take over these scenes and let Jesus come alive and do whatever he wants to do. Just watch. Maybe you'll dance in the field with him, or maybe you'll skip rocks in the water. But just watch for a few moments. With Jesus, I'd like you to turn and look at him and ask him the question that you've underlined or written down. Say, "Lord, what about this?" And then just fix your eyes on Jesus and tune to spontaneity. Begin to write down the spontaneous flow of thoughts that bubble up within you. We're not going to test them now. We're going to write in childlike faith for a few minutes and we'll test them later. Holy Spirit, we give ourselves to you for the next few minutes. I'm going to leave you alone with Jesus and then we'll come back together. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Lord, we receive and rest in what you have said. I'd like now to speak a blessing over you. I bless your spirit to hear the love of God for you. To receive the love of the Father. I bless your spirit to know that you are a son or daughter of the King of Kings. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace. Music to journal by available at julietrue.com. Spirit, right now we ask that you would anoint each one of our eyes and anoint our ears that we might see and hear. I would like you to look for a picture in your mind of you and Jesus walking along the Sea of Galilee on a very beautiful, warm summer day. As you walk along the seashore, you can see the hillside of Galilee that's flowing with green grass, which is blowing gently in the breeze. As you look out across the Sea of Galilee, you can see the shimmering surface of the water, and the sun is dancing and reflecting off of it. Way out in the middle of the Sea of Galilee, you can see a fisherman in his boat, spending some time alone with his Creator. As you look up, you can see a very beautiful, soft blue sky. Some soft white clouds are drifting lazily by. You can feel a gentle, warm breeze blowing against your back as you walk along with Jesus. You can feel the sun warming you all the way through. As you look over at Jesus, you can see his long flowing white robes and the sandals on his feet. You can feel his love reaching out to you, engulfing you like a cocoon. He is so glad to be with you. The reason he died on Calvary was to restore a love relationship with you. So I'd like you to put a big smile on your face and just say, "Thank you, Lord, for being here." You may find that you put your hand in his hand as you walk along, and if that happens, that's fine. You may even turn into a young child, and if that happens, that's fine too. Let's just tune to flow for a moment. Holy Spirit, take over these scenes and let Jesus come alive and do whatever he wants to do. Just watch. Maybe you'll dance in the field with him, or maybe you'll skip rocks in the water. But just watch for a few moments. Jesus, I'd like you to turn and look at him and ask him the question that you've underlined or written down. Say, Lord, what about this? And then just fix your eyes on Jesus and tune to spontaneity. Begin to write down the spontaneous flow of thoughts that bubble up within you. We're not going to test them now. We're going to write in childlike faith for a few minutes, and we'll test them later. Holy Spirit, we give ourselves to you for the next few minutes. I'm going to leave you alone with Jesus, and then we'll come back together. Thank you, Jesus. trust in what you have said. I'd like now to speak a blessing over you. I bless your spirit to hear the love of God for you. To receive the love of the Father. I bless your spirit to know that you are a son or daughter of the King of Kings. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace. Music to journal by available at julietrue.com.